The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Talking to Scott and Bethany Palmer today at SOS Radio. They're both authors and financial experts, and together they're known as the Money Couple. Now, Scott, I know you've done a ton of research on divorce statistics, and I've seen all of those going back and forth over the years with different divorce rates. But, well, Scott, what do you think, based on your research, is the most common reason that couples are splitting up?
And what we found out is that of all of those divorces, 70% list finances as the number one reason about their breakup. So it was really interesting because we looked at that divorce rate and said, wow, what's happening here? Why is this happening, and why are families splitting, and why are couples splitting over money?
And what we found was that really money impacts just about every decision that we make. And you don't want to think about it that way. And we really, there's kind of two camps. You've got one where you talk about your finances, which is retirement planning, estate planning, insurance planning, investment planning. And that's all very, very important. But also you have this whole thing of this whole area that you talk about of just money on a day-to-day basis. Like, let's say coffee, for example. We all love a good cup of coffee, but oftentimes in a relationship, one person wants their $5 fancy cup of coffee, and the other person in the relationship thinks that's crazy. Why wouldn't you just brew it at home for 20 cents? And so you have those day-to-day conversations that happen inside of the relationship about simple things like coffee and shoes and where we're going to go out to eat, if we are going to go out to eat, what we're going to spend our money on or not spend our money on. And those day-to-day decisions really is where all the conflict lies. And what's happening is that because we oftentimes marry our opposite, those opposites clash every day because money impacts us so much on a daily basis.
Well, I want to dig into that and how we work through that. We'll do that next on SOS Radio. We're talking to the Money Couple.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.
We have Scott and Bethany Palmer on SOS Radio today, and they're known as the Money Couple. And we were just talking about how money's one of the main reasons the couples are getting divorced today. And Scott, if we could peel back the layers on that onion for a minute, how do you figure we could better work together to have more financial unity in our marriage?
What Bethany and I did was we took basically 10 years of research, and we took this 10 years of research, compiled it, gave it to a statistical scientist from Stanford. That's actually what his business card said, so I believe it. And took this and basically said, how can we quantify this information? And then what he did was he took it and we put together a free resource on our website, which allows couples to sit down and take the money personality quiz to explain what their money personalities are and then also explain what their spouse's money personalities are. So at least we have a place to start. And in the past, we had all these boxes that we were supposed to check off, and that was going to give us a great marriage, and that was going to help us agree about money, and we found out it doesn't mean anything unless you really understand what your money personalities are. And then what you can do is start to understand how to speak your spouse's money language. That's where you're really going to have the majority of your success.
And what we found is that everybody has two of these five money personalities. And what we, when we gave it to the statistical scientist, because we had realized that everybody has these two of the five, is we wanted a way for people to really easily understand what their primary one is and what their secondary one is. And then what we found is that most of us have opposites all around us. And so we have these clashes every day over these simple topics. But that's what nags at the relationship. It just tears it away, erodes it very slowly. But then after a while, you just say, you know what? I'm sick of my spouse. He's always wanting to take risks. Or I'm sick of my spouse. She just wants to save on everything. And it's just like, I just want to spend a little money from time to time. I mean, you just have those little things that after a while, people just say, you know what? I don't want to be around that anymore. And whether that's right or wrong, in order to save our relationships and to bring this divorce rate down, we have got to understand this impact that money is having and a way to understand our differences.
So, Scott, let's unpack this for a second. You know, tell me about some of those different money personalities. You know, if I'm the one that likes the $5 Starbucks, but my spouse is the opposite.
I would call that a saver money personality and a spender money personality. And what happens is you have these two money personalities and they clash all the time. So like Bethany's example earlier about coffee, the saver is not going to be okay with a $5 cup of coffee from Starbucks. The spender, to them, that's just their lifestyle. That's who they are. And so what we find is that every time you spend, let's say you're the spender, that annoys her. And every time she goes above and beyond the call of duty with saving, that annoys you. And so what we have to do is, first of all, define what the money personalities are. You know, knowledge is power. And we all understand that if we understand our spouse better, then it's going to let us react in a different way instead of a negative way. Because with the money personalities, ours is always right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's part of our DNA. God cooked this into us.
Scott and I, it's interesting for us. We both have the same primary money personality, and that primary money personality is spender. We like to spend money. We like to give gifts. I mean, spenders are oftentimes love to give away, but our secondary money personalities are totally opposite. I'm a risk taker and Scott's a security seeker. And so what happens is we go into a decision like, let's take vacations, for example. And because I'm a risk taker, I want a new adventure, something new every year, something different. And Scott, because he's a security seeker, wants the same vacation every year. And as a matter of fact, not only the same location, but he wants to go to the same restaurants, do the same activities. So that's what he likes. Now, here's the thing. This is the power of it. Once you realize this inside of your relationship, you can start to appreciate the other person, but also start to speak their language. So here's how it would play itself out. We would say, 1 year, we're going to go on vacation that is familiar, something that will satisfy Scott's money personality. And then the next year, we'll go and we'll take a risk and go to somewhere different. So the way that you can learn how to compromise together as a couple is because you understand each other. You're not just compromising for compromise's sake. You're compromising with some intentionality. And that's what can bring you closer, because you're actually speaking and talking to in a language, in a way that the other person can understand and can appreciate.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Scott and Bethany Palmer, also known as the Money Couple on SWS Radio. And Scott, would you say your money personality actually comes from your parents or your environment, or is it more like science?
I love that question, and I don't think either. I think it's basically cooked into you as a baby. I mean, I think we are born with a money personality, and I think God creates us in a perfect way, and our money personality is just something that he put into us. And where we have really seen that unfold, and where we've pretty much proven that theory, is with kids. My 2-year-old and my 3-year-old and my 4-year-old, when I was watching them grow, I've now got a 9-year-old and 11-year-old, I watched those little money personalities coming out as soon as they had any kind of concept of owning anything or anything with value. Halloween candy is a hilarious example to look at little kids and how they deal with that candy and their money personalities. Is the way that we were raised affect us? Sure. We find that most people that we deal with either do what their parents did, or they completely rebel against what their parents did when it came to money. Situations change. Obviously, if you're a spender and you love to spend money, but you're out of work, you're probably going to slow that spending down. But the reality is, and what we've found in working with kids and adults, is circumstances change, and that might dictate how we act, but it doesn't change who we are.
So would you say that you can't really change your money personality? I guess more importantly, you can't change your spouse's money personality?
Well, that's the thing. If you're a saver, you're probably like, oh, is there any way I could slow that spending down? And the reality is no. That is the reality. But what's really exciting is that you can understand it better and you can talk about it in a way that you can actually come to some resolve and to some compromise. And it is so important to understand that God has made us all unique, special, and different. And with our children, to understand our children's money personalities, because they could be very different than us. I look at my mother and myself, we could not be more opposite. And we just realized this 2 or 3 years ago as we were talking about our own money personalities. And that was really the foundation of a lot of conflict that I had with her growing up. Just not a true acceptance of who she was as a person. And she didn't have a true acceptance of, I can hear it right now, why does every dollar that you get burn a hole in your pocket? You know, those comments that we make as parents, how easy it is for that to happen with the shame factor. And we do the same thing with our spouse. So let's stop the shame. Let's understand each other in a whole new way and bring back the joy inside of our relationships.
We're talking to the Money Couple on SWS Radio. We're going to dig in how we teach and train our kids in regards to smart money practices. It's coming up next on SWS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
We've been having a great discussion on finances and marriage, and we're talking to the Money Couple on SOS Radio, Scott and Bethany Palmer. Now, Scott, what would you say is the best way to teach your kids about handling money and to think strategically about saving versus spending?
Yeah, I love that question because I think the reality is you have to start with the money personalities. Because if you understand how your child's looking at money, you can encourage it. Oh. My oldest son is a saver. Yes. And I made the huge mistake when he was like three of saying, you know, when you turn 16, I'm going to match you dollar for dollar on your first car. Well, this 11-year-old has almost $4,000 saved. And I'm like, what did I do to myself? And, you know, society says, oh, the saver, they're the greatest of the greatest. And I've had to speak into him and say, you know what, son? You work hard for your allowance. You also need to be able to allow yourself to spend some of this money. Allow yourself to understand that you work hard so that you can make your life better. And so I've been able to speak into his money personality. Is he ever going to have a problem saving money? No. Is he going to retire well?
Yes.
Amazingly well. Now, my baby, he's like I am. His money comes and goes so fast, it's crazy. I have to really work with him on saying, you know what, son, you know, your allowance is $3 this week, so we're going to give one, save one, and spend one. That's how we do it in our house. And so I'm able to, when it comes to spending, he's really good at it.
No problem.
But when it comes to saving and giving, that's something that I can speak into his life. And I come alongside him and encourage him. And so one of the things that I encourage parents to do is first plug into those money personalities.
Yes.
So you can get an idea how to speak to your child, how to come alongside and encourage them.
And if we want to take that money personality quiz, where do we go?
We go to themoneycouple.com.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.